29.1 million people have diabetes, according to the Center for Disease Control. Diet and exercise are central to living with diabetes, but many times people are unsure what they can and cannot eat. The American Diabetes Association is working with food authors to produce cookbooks that provide diabetic-friendly meals and healthy choices. I'm speaking with food consultant Linda Gassenheimer. Portion control, counting carbs, finding healthy snacks, planning meals, creating a menu that everyone in the family will enjoy, these are challenges that people living with diabetes face daily. Linda Gassenheimer has authored cookbooks that take the guesswork out of cooking for diabetics.
This is my fifth book for the American Diabetes Association, and it's published by them. I have a series of books out with them because I think, as you might know, about a third of our nation is either pre-diabetic or diabetic. So it's an important topic.
Pre-diabetes, especially because people are kind of in denial?
115 million people. That's probably not a correct number because it's a silent disease and so many people don't know. And as you said, are in denial. To me, what I think is interesting is that it's just a healthy way to eat and they feel this is the way we should all be eating.
Well, it's not just limited to people that are either pre-diabetic or have diabetes. It is a healthy way. And there's also a lot being said in American cuisine, especially about oversized portions and perhaps not the healthiest way to prepare foods.
Well, exactly. And that's what I do with my books. This new book is called Quick and Easy Chicken, Diabetes-Friendly Recipes Everyone Will Love. And what I do is I take recipes that you're going to want to have. It's not what you can't eat. It's what you can eat and enjoy your food. So, for example, I have chicken parmesan with basil linguine as one of the recipes. People can say, oh, gosh, can I have some pasta, or you know, can I really have the chicken parmesan? And of course you can. As you mentioned, Rabbit, it's the portion size and the type of sauces you're using. So another function of quick and easy chicken is that I have something called Shop Smart. I tell you what to look for on the shelf. If you want to have a marinara sauce or a pasta sauce on hand to make some quick meals, then I tell you what to look for on the label so you can know what to look for. You can keep that on hand. The numbers might not be exact, but they'll be close enough. Because I think today manufacturers of products are getting the message. They're coming out with no sugar added, a lower salt products, and we should be able to use them. Because my theory is you have to get that meal on the table and you have to do it in a minute. That's today's world.
One of the things I love most about this cookbook is it's not just entrees here, vegetables here. You have every entree paired with a side dish.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, minor meals. It's a no-brainer situation. You want to get in that kitchen, put the meal on the table, and you want to make sure it's nutritionally correct. You don't have to count your carbohydrate. You just need to look at these recipes and use them as a blueprint. So if you wanted to substitute a different vegetable for the one that's there, okay, but you know how much to use and you know how to dress it up. That gives everyone an idea of what they can use. And also, I like to give a lot of ethnic flavors. So, for example, I have a Kung Pao chicken. So, yes, you can have Asian-inspired food. You have to watch the salt content, but I've taken care of that for you by giving you all the helpful hints in my recipes. I also like to help you with getting the meal on the table all in one go, because it's awful that you're all ready to go and you forgot to put the water on to boil for your pasta. That really annoys me when I do that. So I give you a countdown. So it tells you what to do when, so you can just hit the kitchen on the run.
That's the first thing you do, actually, that to give you the countdown. I'm looking specifically at your Japanese barbecue chicken and mushrooms with sesame rice.
Mm.
And it starts with a countdown telling you to make the sauce and marinate the chicken and the mushrooms. It tells you when to heat the stovetop, when to start the rice, when to skewer kebabs, everything. And then it tells you your serving size, and not just serves two, it's serving size 5 ounces of chicken, 1.5 cups vegetables and sauce mixture. So you don't just say this serves 2 people or this serves 4 people. You actually give the individual serving size so that it's not just let's split this up and see how many people we can feed.
Exactly. If you want, you can just say, okay, this meal's for 2 and divide it in half. Or you can say, this is the size of amount of servings I'm going to have. So all the information is there for you. And you can take it and use it as you need to. I'm giving you rice with this chicken, so it makes a fully balanced meal. I think a lot of us need to learn about how to balance our plate. We started off talking originally with what are the portions we need? What's the balance of the food we need? But you know what, Rabbit? Most of all, it has to taste good. So if it doesn't taste good, forget it. It's not going to happen. And so all of these recipes I've easily tested on my family. And let me tell you something. They don't hold back. If it's not good, they really say, don't embarrass us with this food. So I carefully test all these recipes that went in Quick and Easy Chicken.
This entire series, published by the American Diabetes Association, includes books from you and other authors as well. And if you were to basically focus on the menus that you can choose from this book, it has the shopping list, it has everything, it basically becomes kind of a stress-free, worry-free way to prepare your meals if you are dealing with diabetes, and as you said, even if you just want a healthy diet.
Well, thank you. Yes, thank you for that comment. And as you mentioned, these are a series of books. This is the third book in a four-book series that I personally have published, and last year I came out with Simply Smoothies. And these are complete breakfasts or complete lunch. So if you need to have breakfast on the run, you can get your smoothie going. And a lot of smoothies are not healthy. They've got a lot of sugars in them. But these are complete meals and snacks. I happen to love desserts. So, yes, you can have your dessert. And I've got No Fuss Diabetes Dessert book out. And they're all part of a series to help people get on the right road.
Do you personally have someone in your life with diabetes, or is there a reason that you learned to cook this way?
Yes, I do. You know, I have relatives with diabetes. But I think almost all of us do. You either have a friend or a relative with so many people facing this health problem. We all know somebody. But in addition to that, I wrote the original recipes for the South Beach diet. And because of that, it's closely related to the third phase of that diet, to how people with diabetes should be eating. The American Diabetes Association asked me to write for them. I've written several books for them, not just this series. And all of them concentrate on how do you get in and out of the supermarket quickly and put that meal on the table. So you can have these staples on hand. As I said, I have the Shop Smart part of the book where you have all these staples on hand and you can put together a meal really quick if you need to. That's what I think is really important for all of us. And again, as I mentioned, I have various different flavors. With this, I've got a pecan-crusted honey-glazed chicken. I'm trying to make you hungry now, Rabbit. Are you getting there?
Interestingly enough, I just opened a book to that very page.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I love this one. It's sangria braised pulled chicken. It's a sandwich, and it has really great flavors with it. Moroccan flavors are popular, so I've got Moroccan spiced chicken. And if you're still looking for soup, how about a garlic chicken soup with sesame parmesan crostini?
So there
Am
are...
I making everybody hungry here, I hope?
I think that's your goal, for sure. There are a variety of recipes, and they're all focusing on chicken for this particular book. But as I said, you pair it with sides. Can you kind of mix and match the sides and the chicken entrees, or are you best for the diet to stick with the matches that you provide?
You can go either way. If you've been to a diabetes educator, and everybody's different, but each person has a slightly different need. You have all the numbers there, the nutritional analysis, the exchanges. So if you want to exchange one vegetable or for another, one side for another side, you can just do your math. You can look in the book and see what you need. But really, all of these are very nutritionally correct. So if you did switch them around, that'd be all right. I've combined the sides because of the flavor profiles. For example, Southwestern Chicken Burgers has a tortilla salad with it, so to keep that sort of Southwestern feel to it. But as I said, if you're in the store and there's something else and what you were looking for isn't there, I gave you the hints on what else to buy. You know, you can kind of mix and match a little bit. That's right.
Where can someone find these books?
There's diabetes.org. They're for sale there, but they're also for sale on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or hopefully at your local bookstore. I think that what's most important for everyone to understand is that you can enjoy your food and that you shouldn't have fear of your food. Just enjoy your food. Use my recipes as a blueprint to know how to cook diabetes-friendly meals that your whole family can enjoy.
Learn more about living with diabetes online at diabetes.org. You can purchase cookbooks through the American Diabetes Association at shopdiabetes.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.